Shyamalan from Sweetest Friends. In the previous shir, we learned the Rambam in Perek Hayalachagim and Hochas Malachim, and we presented a slew of kashas, and now our avoda is to be miyashiv the Rambam. As havenirem Moray v'Rabotai, Rashbam v'Bavatra b'Daf Tzadi Tet Amud Bet. Dibur Maschil Derech HaMelech writes Ubisifri Beparashas HaMelech Nafkalan Mikroi V'nira Be'enai Medikosav Lebilti Rum Levavu Yimei Echov Kadorish Gadleu Mishel Ochiv Kiddarshina Nami V'akoin HaGodol Mei Echov. In the Sifri, in other words, here we're talking about the Melech being Poiretz Geder, a king being able to break through and make a path for himself. So, in the Sifri, in the Parashas HaMelech and in Shoftim, it's learned from Psukim. And it would appear to me that from the fact that it says, the built the room, the vav, omei echav, he cannot, this is talking about a Melech, he cannot elevate himself higher than his brothers, which means that he has to write for himself a Sefer Torah, and he shouldn't be haughty over anybody else. The king is not above the law. So we darshan, gadleu mishel achiv, that for his brothers have to make him greater. He shouldn't have gaiva over his brothers, but they're still supposed to, he's still elevated over them. Like we also darshan by the Kohen Gadol, v'akohen ha-gadol me'achav, gadleu mishel achiv, that his brothers have to make him greater, so the king is in fact elevated over the rest of the people. Shouldn't have a gaiva, but he is elevated over the people. V'ayein ma shekosev al dvorav be'imek hanetziv b'sifri b'farashat shoftim. Az ma bi'ur b'divrei harashbam, that he says that it's learned from Bilti Rum Levavo Me'echov, Kadarish Gadleu Mishel Echov. As Nara Biur, Shevemelech, Anachnu Motsime Apasuk, Nafgalan Mikro Lebilti Rum Levavoi, that his heart can't be exalted over his brothers. Sheyeshpo Inyan Miyuchad, Sheyesh Shoneme Echav, Vigadomeim. There's a special Inyan by the king that he should be different than his brothers, and he should be greater than his brothers. And because of this, it's shayich, a chiyuv, of having a sefer Torah, the bilti rum levavo. In other words, we don't want him to have gaiva. He's taka greater than his brothers. But we don't want him to have gaiva, so we tell him to write a special sefer Torah. And that's what the Rambam, the Rashbam brings from the Kohen Gadol, Gadleu Mishel Echov. She'inyano, what's the inyan of Gadleu Mishel Echov? Ha'amodas ha'koin godol b'matzav nifrad v'gavoha Mishel Echav v'hu adin kein b'melech. Zot omeret, the Kohen Gadol has to be separate, different than his brothers, elevated from his brothers, and zel b'zach, the same thing, applies to a king. ומחמת זה נקבעו הלכות מיוחדות בהנהגתו, שתהיה הנהגה של לא מעל אחיו. So he has to have special hanhagas, the king, that make him unique, special and different and greater than his brothers, in order that through these hanhagas, יוקבע מעמדוי שאינו כשאר אחיו. So we establish his status that he is not like the rest of his brothers. And in that it says in the Sifri on these Hanhagos, that these Hanhagos, Nikbu Lahamir HaMelech, Kigadol Ve'eno Shavalach, this is making him greater. And he's not like his brothers. We learn in the Sifri, Man Yomad Liras Hashem, L'divrei Torah Shaveh, Ve'eno Shavalach Dvarim Acherim, Mikan Amru, that's the Sifri that we quoted in the previous year, Melech Poritz Der Lasus Laderech V'Imamchin B'Yadav. So So he's allowed to have this special status, that he makes a path for himself, that he's greater, that he's special, that he's unique. And he's not equal to his brothers, and that's what it means. Melech paritz lasas lo derech ve'imam chibiyada. So the question is, what is the Gemara, what is the Mishnah adding when it says ein mamchin biyado, that you're not allowed to protest? If it says that a melech is paritz lo derech, if he can make a derech, it's doch pshita she'ein mamchin biyado. So what's the chiddush that ein mamchin biyado, he has rishus to be paritz derech? The shara de'elifor it's derech mayish lemchot biyado. If he could be paritz derech, what are you protesting for? Achen kamashmalan yisod adin she'eino mechamat zchut hamelech lederech ele ikaro le'ashvuyei lamelech ke'adam she'ein mamchin biyado she'zehu gadluto. What we're trying to say is, what the Mishnah is trying to say is that if it's mutter for him to be paritz derech and ein mamchin biyado, that the Chumash Malan is that it's not because of the Melech has a schus to have a derech, but rather the king is the type of person against whom you cannot protest. That's the chiddush here. La'shvuye le'melech ka'odom she'ein mamchin biyado, and that's his gedula, that's his godless, that ain mamchin biyado. And how is this expressed? That he's allowed to be paritz derech. So since the point is that ein mamchin biyado, because of that, it's mentioned as the yisod of the din of melech paritz lo geder. Ein mamchin biyado, to show that the king has the status of somebody that ein mamchin biyado can't protest. Now the ikar hadin of melech paritz geder, paritz derech, is talking about where he doesn't need it. Like the Rambam writes over here, that he could be ma'akim es hadrochim. He could be, he could go round about. Elik fima shu tzarich. Shuv, Rambam kotev, derech ha-melech ein la shiur, elik fima shu tzarich, v'eino ma'akim es hadrochim. B'nei karm o'ze, b'nei shuzeo shuze, elik v'shov o'ze milchamto. In other words, he could be ma'akim es hadrochim, but he doesn't have to. And mistama wouldn't in any way impede his war effort. Otherwise, pashut. If he can only wage war properly, if he makes a derech, then he can make a derech. The chiddush is he doesn't really have to make the derech here. He could go roundabout, but no, he's the king, and it's showing that the king is different than everybody, and the king is unique, and the king is separate, and therefore he can make a derech. He can break through, and nobody can say a word. Ein peitzeh peil mitzavtzev. It's not because of the king's need for the derech, but rather the king's need in being a pirates. This shows the gadlehu mishel echov, that the brothers are making him great, like the Rashbam says. And even according to Rashi, that the nidon is lasis lederech kotzer mibesei, that's the Rashi in Maseches Sanhedrin 20b, to make a derech kotzer mibesei the pardeso the karmoi. So you want to make a shorter derech to his vineyard, to his orchard. Now, miparshas hamelech, not only can he make a derech, he can take the whole field. Like we find by Navos, like we see in Tosis, that the king is allowed to take the whole field. So of course he can make a derech. V'kol shken b'shitzarech rak derech. So what's the din ha-miyuchad of derech? So the answer is, we're talking about he doesn't need it so much, and he has another way to get to his field. But that gufa is the din of derech, din shel melech pirates, sheish inyan b'melech pirates atzmai, mishum kach, huinyan miyuchad rak b'derech, shekach nikba gadlus hamelech b'pritzas derech. So that shows his godless, that he can make this derech, and there's really no machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban, b'ikar adin. Just according to Rashi, they were kovei the gdulas hamelech b'chol derech. And according to the Rambam, dafka b'mulchama, or b'shas ha-mulchama, he can make a derech. But l'kuli alma, the yisod is, any maisa that comes to express the exaltedness of the king over and above his brothers, as we explained. So what's the yisod hadin here? The yisod hadin, like the Rashbam writes, is gadleu mishel echov, make him great from his brothers, show him that he's greater than his brothers, and this is expressed in the fact that he can make a pathway for himself, either on a regular day-to-day basis, like Rashi holds, or during the war, as the Rambam holds, but it's the same Yisod, showing the king's uniqueness. V'ze mevo'ar mima shekatuv ha'tosfot l'cha teretz. We have Tosfos, very interesting. Tosfos in Sanhedrin asks about the king. That what's the problem if the king is paritz legeder? So fractosis temelol neshachav al nevois came so tzilum kolor karmo. So why was Achav punished for taking nevois's karen? What did he do wrong? He's allowed to do that. So Tosis gives about five terutzim. In one teretz he writes that it's the first teretz. Ve'ishlomo de parashas Melech k'siv yikach v'nosin la'avodah v'loy la'atzmai. He could take it for his servants, but not for himself. So the kasha is, so that's one teretz. So that's the problem with Achav. Achav took it for himself, not for his servants. The pasuk says he could take it for his servants, but not for himself. Another teretz, Tosa says, is that he can only take it without money. But if he pays, he can't take it. Now, the question is, why are his servants better than him? If it's mutter for his servants, it's certainly mutter for himself. And if it's mutter without money, then it's certainly mutter with money. And Rabbeinu Yonah writes, La'avodav ha'nelchamim. Then when he's taking it for his avodim, he's taking it for his avodim who are waging war, like the Rambam writes in Dalet Vav that it's a din in melchama. But that's not the mashmaos of Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't mention anything about melchama. So he can't say pshat is he can only take it for his avodim because they're waging war. And it's a din in the war. Tosfos doesn't mention a word about the war. And Tosfos says, only been a sin as domim, but not without domim. That he can only take it without damim, but not with nesinas damim. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes on that beloy damim, ein lecha morid b'malchus gadol mizeh. If it's without damim, then there's no greater morid b'malchus than that if he doesn't give it without damim. And certainly he would seem to mean that kal v'chomer if he pays damim. So what's the svar of Tosfos? What's the svar of Tosfos that it's only for Zavodim, he can take it, and only without Damim? So the Malbim in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud Dalid, Mashakosav Shambes, Leisechem, Nosen Lavodov, Dehainu B'loy Tzarech Leklal. In other words, the Malbim explains, I love the Malbim. The Malbim explains, I saw recently somebody wrote a doctorate on the Malbim and the Ksava Kabbalah, two of my favorite Pshat Perushim, the Chumash. Amazing. The Malbim, imagine you spend a year or two or three just learning a lot of Malbim and Ksava Kabbalahs. What a geschmack. In any event, the Malbim in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Ches, Pasuk Gedal, it writes that it's talking about where he gives it to his servants, these fields, and he doesn't need them at all. Behein Tzarech Lo Klal. The point isn't to fulfill his needs, but rather to do ma'isim that show the malchus over what's beneath it. So we see then he takes it not machmas tzarko, ala machmas avodav. Now, as we want to show the power of his malchus, we want to show that everybody's beneath him. And the way you show this is if he takes it not for himself, he even takes it for his avodim, even though he himself has no need for it. And also he takes it without money. That's Haras Shilta. That shows he's the man, he's the boss. Mashenkev in a sinas domim, when he pays money, that's not Haras Malchus Kolkach. That's not, doesn't show such Malchus if he's paying for it. Everybody pays with money. So since it's the Yisod HaDin of Parashas HaMelech, that he has to show his malchus. So it's only going to be if he doesn't pay money, and if it's for his avodim, and that shows that he's the man, he's the boss. So he doesn't need it for himself, b'chlal, and he doesn't pay for it. That's the b'zeh ba malchut lidei bitui b'yoter. And that's how the malchus is expressed. עכשיו אנחנו בעזרת השם נתקדם שלב הלאה. ומעתה נראה שעיקר העניין איך ובאיזה מעשה תתבטא המלכות מסרו הכתוב לחכמים. This union of how and what maisa the malchus is going to be expressed, the pasuk, the Torah, gave it over to the Navi, gave it over to the Chachamim. Like we see this inyan of Masur Akasiv Lachachamim. There's a beautiful article in the Hamayan Torah Journal where he gathers many, many cases of Masur Akasiv Lachachamim. Once he had a Rav giving a shir, he said, I gathered 17 places or something. I don't know, he had a number. But if you look in the article in Hamayan, they have many, many more. So I don't remember what year it is, but today it's not hard to find these things. Al Kopanim, you see numerous places Masur Akasiv Lachachamim. By Cholamoid, what's going to be a Malacha, Chagiga Yudches, Brachas Chafav Amid Beis, the Rosh in Sukkah, Gim Perakim, Legabi Psulei Hadar, the Ran in the 8th Perak of Yuma, Legabi Chamisha Inuyim. So the Torah allows the rabbis to define what the Inuyim are going to be. The Ritva and Yavamis Peches Amid Beis, Bin Amonis Erecha Bin Mises Habala in Sham, Toysis and Moid Cotton, Daf Beis Amid Aleph, Dibar Maschel Mashin, Legabi Malacha Bucholamoid. Veld, veld. So on that it says in the Sifri in the Mishnah Sanhedrin 20b, the inyan of Melech Poyrates, that the king is allowed to break through, and that the Chachamim were Koveya is a din of as Rum Levavo that the Rashbam spoke about. As this is Masur HaKasuv. The Torah wants, it says that the king is, we have a king, and the king is unique, and the Torah allows us to, the Torah allows the rabbis to define what how this is going to be. So the rabbi said it's going to be Paritz Lo Derech. That's what the Chachamim were Koveya. And in the parish of the Melech, there's a Machlokas Tanai. One man the Amra holds that it's only to threaten them, but it's not really Halach LaMaisa. As Nara Kavana Lo Kipshuto Shamnam Ein Koch LaMelech Bazeh V'yem Alehem She'aseh Ma She'asu Lo La'asot Sh'arei HaShulton HaLashon Hu שכך יעשה המלך, ומינה לן שיעשה שלא כדין. אכן הכוונה למחלוק, במחלוקת התנאים היא, דמאן דאמר מלך מותר בו סביר אלי, שקבע בזה שמואל ובית דינו, עניינים אלו בכלל לא ירום, שיש לזה גם כן כוח מלכוס, ובמילא מלך מותר בו. ולך מאן דאמר לא יקבע כן שמואל, אלא רק שיתוך אין עניין זה במלך, כשיקבעו חכמים עניינים אלו בכלל כוח המלך של מלך פוירץ. ומהייתם אבי שברי לעיים עליהם, כמן שיתוכן שיקבו זה בייז דין אחר. אבל שמואל עצמו לא יקבע זה בכלל כוח המלך. כמן שלא יקבע כן, גם בייז דין של האחרוב, המלך עושר בו. וכמן שלא יקבע כן, גם כן הבייז דין של האחרוב, המלך עושר בו. So in Pashtus, the Machlokes in the Gemara is, there was an opinion. That the king is really permitted to do all the things it says in Sefer Shmuel and Perikles. And there's another opinion, no, it's just La'ayim Aleim. Rashi explains La'ayim Aleim, it's to warn them, to threaten them, they should have Amos HaMelech. But he's not really allowed to do it. So it would appear that it's not Kipshuto, that the king doesn't have Koach. And the Iyum is going to be that he's going to do something that he's not allowed to do. Because, it would seem that the machlokas is because it would seem if you read the parasha seems to say that the king is actually going to do it. It's not just la'ayim aleim. It's hard to understand kipshuto that it's la'ayim aleim. It's la'ayim. He's not actually going to do it. The Shmuel says that Zeya Mishpat HaMelech Asher Yimloch Aleichem. This is the king. This is going to be the judgment, the rule of the king who's going to be Molech on you. So So it seems to be bepashtus that he's actually going to do it. So the machlekes is that according to the Man de'Amar Melech Mutarbo, Shmuel was koveya that this is included in Lo Yaru. That there's also that he has koch malchus for this in Memela Melech Mutarbo. The other opinion holds that La'ayim is that Shmuel didn't establish it as absolute law, but rather Yitochein inyan zeh b'melech. And it was the Chachamim might be koveh this, that the melech could be poritz legeder, etc., etc. And therefore, it's la'ayim aleihem, it's to threaten them, because it could be it's a threat. It could be that the king, the Beis Din is actually going to be koveh, that the king's going to be allowed to do these things, to tithe your flocks and take your slaves and take your vineyards and etc., etc., etc. Take your daughters as perfumers, as cooks, as bakers. So he might actually end up doing it, but not that he's. But Shmuel wasn't koveh. But since the Beis Din after Shmuel wasn't koveh, Shmuel wasn't koveh, and after Shmuel the Beis Din wasn't koveh, so therefore the Melech is aser bo. But it was a genuine threat because the Beis Din could have been koveh. They just left it in their hands. That's the idea of Masar HaKasav L'Chachamim that we mentioned in numerous cases that Shmuel left it up to the Beis Din if they want to be koveh these things. That's La'ayim aleihem. The other opinion holds no, that Shmuel actually establishes his din. So now we can be miyashiv the sugya in Bava Kamma and Yevamos. So please stay tuned. And we are going to see Niflaos Mitayras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. It's going to be awesome as we are moving forward. Shalom, shalom, and please stay tuned. And I really appreciate your attention. Thank you so much. Navi Yisrael Yemanu. Toda Rabba Rabba Shehezanteh.